In a sense, it's all academic. I would tell that to my to my sponsors. What counts for them and for me too is that I communicate. And usually, I'm fortunate. It's a self-adjusting process, I suppose. In a way, I don't get the contract if they don't understand me. There has to be somebody who understands the idea, and I have to be able to communicate it and explain. You know, here's the basic thinking. They're not usually concerned about whether the five bezel functions here or two, but they are concerned what is the payoff, what is the thinking behind it, and does it fit our kind of work. So there's always that problem, and I've been fortunate to be able to solve it and communicate it, is again the word to use here. That's a must. Now, the academic part, literally would be talking to people who are in academe, also who consult, but who are primarily professing at meetings and symposium, or talking to industrial types. That's not academic in a sense. It's the same talk, but their interests are different. They overlap, but they're different. So, this is the sense I mean by an academic. I mean, if you talk to both groups, they've been into academia, the industrial types, laboratory types. The others are in it, and their requirements are different. There's research and publication and so forth. Publication is very important in either place, because it's a track record. The manager can say, this guy has done this and this and this, and he can ask some of his scientists and engineers, oh yeah, I understand that, or the emphasis is, you know, it's a communication link. It's a credential. It's both that, it has a slightly different, maybe sometimes radically different meaning in academia than it does in the industrial world. But it's something tangible. It's there for people to look at.